Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the live show. I wanted to make sure that we're good to go. Let's do a soundbite check. Make sure everything's good to go. As I told you guys, I'm making sure these presentations go a lot more smoothly. It's been months of things going on with IT stuff. And like I told you guys, we're going to make sure these shows run pretty darn well and smooth. So let's make sure you guys can hear me. Can you hear me? Sounds good. All right. So welcome back to day two of seminar. And what I wanted to go in with you guys with is from yesterday's implementation of time to break those chains and strategies to implement change. And part of that is being able to discover your talents, what is fear, and the fundamentals of ladders of success and rituals of success. And the rituals of highly successful people, meaning morning rituals, evening rituals, and then business rituals of those that are in business, finance, and the power of your thoughts, and then common disempowering things that we do that keep us from making the best of our potential. And then six empowering rituals that usually mostly successful people do. And what are our core levels of success? That is physical health, emotional health, relationships, career or business, or finance and spirituality. Part of that is all in success formula and success ritual, okay? So like I told you guys yesterday, everybody has rituals. We all go through it. We all also make sacrifices in our life. So when people get into conspiracy theory and love the conspiracy theory about, oh, you got to do this and do that to get to where you're at in life, no, you don't. We all make sacrifices in our life, and part of that is whether it's time, money, or it's a level of physical health, emotional health, relationships, career, business, finance, or spirituality. So that is where our sacrifices come from. So this wild, newfangled idea about people sacrificing others and this, that, and the other, we all sacrifice something in life. We all have rituals in our life that we get up with every single day. Some of us have rituals of drinking coffee or tea. Some of us get up and we make sure we do everything possible to make sure our day starts off when we hit the ground running, that everything is good to go, and we're in a mindset of let's do it, let's do this, cool. You know, and it's kind of like one of those type of things when you are a person who is very high-powered or you are a very talented or driven or successful person, most of your people that you've seen on these platforms, whether it's YouTube, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, or celebrities, they all have a level of talent and high level of performance. And then on top of that, they have dropped the fear. They fear not. They trust the process, and they trust every level of the steps that they take to get where they're at. So with that being said, do they sacrifice time? Yes. Do they sacrifice money? Yes. Do they sacrifice time with their children? Yes. So everybody makes a sacrifice somewhere along the line in their life to become successful. So that's what I mean by success rituals and levels of morning rituals. Even highly successful individuals do that. Even non-successful individuals do that. They have a ritual of never improving and getting where they want to be at. Or they have a ritual of complaining all the time, not finding a level to be grateful or mindful and finding a way to have strategized from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset. So even business people have rituals. Even three of the highly successful individuals in this world will discuss with people like Warren Buffett. And we're talking about your people who are up there at higher echelons than most of us are at. So those of you who have a power of your thought or statement. Nine common disempowering rituals are being a nasty pick me patron. The person likes to provoke and gaslight, worrying about how many viewers I have or worrying about how many people are watching me. I don't worry about how many people are watching me because one thing I want to tell some people who are petty, nasty, evil, like to make a word salad or worry about my viewership or subscribership. Even the janitor that worked at a building before they became the CEO had one person that believed in them for it. So whether I have 1,000 viewers, you could have 1,000 viewers and none of them are donating to your cause, sir, ma'am. But you can have one viewer who is giving you $1,000 in donations and building your business. You can have one viewer that's a billionaire, millionaire, watching you do everything. And let me remind some of you, pick me Patrick and pick me Asia, worrying about my viewership or on a platform. Don't worry about how many viewers or subscribers I have. I have loyal followers who have been following me for over 5 to 10 years. And at the end of the day, I haven't lost one viewer from those situations that you all orchestrated, provoked, and gaslit while you're worrying about one or two subscribers or viewers that are seeing me live. At one day, there will be 1,000, there will be 1 million viewers. And at this point in time, whether I have one viewer, whether I have 1 million, as long as I have the most important factor watching me, and that is people of higher echelon, higher level of calling that are there watching me and watching me still flow, whether I'm going through hardships or not. So that tells you the difference between the weak and the strong. Only the weak worry about how many numbers I have versus me having one important number, and that's the factor of a person of a higher echelon watching me do my thing and seeing me flourish, even though you've done everything to worry about how many people are watching me or supporting me. Because even the conductor in a full orchestrated level of music or music conduction, do you think that that conductor worries about how many people are watching, or do they worry about how their show is going, how their presentation is going, how the symphony orchestra is going, and working in sync? So it's just like teamwork, and the framework of teamwork is there's no I in team. So I don't worry about how many people are watching me as long as I have a team of people who are supporting me or people of a higher echelon place who are watching me do my thing. So the only thing I have is a hater that's low-key worried about my numbers when the only number I need to be worried about is someone making sure my bank account stays steady. Somebody's making sure that I continue to strive even though y'all have done everything to worry about who's watching me or who's donating or your pocket watching me while I'm not worried about none of you. So with that being said, as a highly successful person doesn't worry about how many viewers they have, they worry about impacting that one viewer that might donate millions and billions. So think about what I just said. You might have over 1,000 or 2,000, 3,000 subscribers, but are those 2,000, 3,000 subscribers giving you money every day? Are they making sure they're donating to your cause? Or do you have a bunch of low-key haters waiting on your downfall and laughing at you? Think about what I just said. So with that being said, highly successful individuals don't worry about foreigners trying to get at them or constantly trying to do pick me things. But they saw a low-key hater, a fake guru, sitting around here worrying about my numbers and things like that. But I'm like, do you have enough people donating money, or are you begging for money every day to keep up your habit? They're not always good. Are you running around here, running your mouth, and piggybacking off of other people's presentations, saying like you know what you're talking about, but you have not one certification, not one level of a know-how, no kind of experience in that level? But you're running around here like a fake guru doing what you want to do. So if I was to be petty and point that out, then you would be mad. So I'm not going to do that. I let you do what you do, sir. I let you do what you do, ma'am. So one thing about it, the difference between me and you is I have my certification. I do have my bachelor's degree in business and in human resources and the background in strategic management and mentorship and leadership and management and strategic management. And I also have my coaching certificate and my life coaching certificate and as well as my health coaching certificate and getting my divorce coaching and registering with the state that respectively will be linked up to, which is Georgia and Florida, and as well as Louisiana. What are you doing but being a fake guru running around here worrying about my viewership? So think about this when we're making examples of people who like to do things or worry about how many people are watching me. I'm just like a conductor in a symphony orchestra. My back is to my haters or people who want to sit there and provoke and gaslight and worry about my numbers. I don't worry about my numbers. I worry about the quality and my presentation. I worry about everything that is orchestrated on the stage. I'm making sure that everything in my presentation flows correctly. I sound good. I look good. And I know what I'm talking about. That's the difference between me and you. Oh, and the acronym for hater is having aversion towards everyone reaching success. So that means that anybody that would like to hate on me or hate on the viewership or people that are watching me, then you have a problem. You're more worried about what I have and what I do versus what you're doing and being a fake person and a blob, pick me Patrick. And the most of you that come on here commenting and doing all disrespectful things, you're trying to take me off of my spirit while you're a whole nasty but ease to pick me Patrick, a miserable soul begging for money every day. And the thing is that you might have over 15,000 followers, then why aren't all of them giving you money? Because they don't believe in you, sir. They don't believe in you, ma'am. Because somebody who's really following only needs one viewer, and that person to be a billionaire, millionaire, and donating to every little follower that they have. So think about what I just said. It's not about the numbers. It's about the quality versus quantity. I hope that puts you speak me to pick me Patrick in the place about people watching me come up one. I'm on this time of day. If I don't have even higher viewership, I'm not worried about it. I'm worried about this presentation and making sure everything effectively comes out right. I'm going to make sure that everything is professional. And I'm going to make sure that I put every hater that I have, including unstupid niece of Pitney Patrick, and miserable Facebook and small people, individuals who need to be put in their place and humbled a bit and demonetized, maybe that will help them be quiet and learn to find them something to do instead of taking with me every single day, worried about my viewership.
So with that being said, I discovered my talent.
That is life coaching, health coaching, and wellness coaching, and divorce coaching,
as well as being a mentor and a business strategist and manager. With that, my morning rituals every day are consisting of doing better at getting up, doing everything I need to do so I can hit the ground running, not being tired with lethargic, even if I'm sitting in 89-degree weather within my doors or my four walls of my home-based business while we're dealing with the pandemic. And, you know, the levels and depth of the pandemic is allowing us a little bit of more free time instead of social distancing as much as we're having to. I still do everything possible to social distance because I'm a natural introvert and somewhat of a social butterfly, but I really got to the point that I like to do what I do, and that social distance. So being the classic INFJ that I am, as a life coach, wellness coach, I try to make sure that my evening rituals and then my business rituals match the same and work ethic and a level and layer of not having disempowering rituals of listening to what other people have to say or worrying about numbers and things like that. I worry about everything being effective, coming out really good, and making sure everybody gets the content and what I have to say for the day and similar. So with that being said, my physical health, my emotional health, my relationship to career and business and finances and spirituality are of more priority. So I wanted to go over that and success rituals before we get into the nitty gritty. So where we left off yesterday was important, because I think a lot of people don't understand the levels of, like I told you guys yesterday, trying to let go of things that are out of our control. That includes people who are thinking types of thinking issues, who like to play nasty narcissistic games or work out or emotional mind games, head games, things that I don't engage in. And I wanted to tell you guys things before we get into the content is that we have a giveaway. You put pound on your PC when you're commenting. You get a giveaway, and you may get a coloring book or you may get a nice new shirt. Fun Fashion is Sustainable, my company that I have in building, with the hard sweat through every bit of my content creation for Fashion is Sustainable. Follow CC Furnables on Twitter and also on Instagram and Facebook. Make sure you at CC Furnables. Go and check it out. The shop is now open. I want you guys to see it. That's my little hobby, my little thing, my little baby that I'm working on. You guys can see my showroom and my store. Make sure you all go on to Fashionista Printables, and make sure you go to my thread shop as well, and that also has new memorabilia, and also we have skateboards, all kinds of different things. We also have phone cases, we have bed stuff, we even have clothing. So with that being said, if you go and put pound IMCC on the giveaway on the comments, you will be able to be entered into the giveaway for a nice new shirt or a nice new dress. And I have the cool dresses that I put up there are for Juneteenth. And the other one is for a level of breast cancer awareness. And this is my aunt that passed away years ago. She beat cancer, but she ended up having a cold frosty and she died. But I want you guys to understand that she beat cancer and she's the most amazing woman. That's my favorite auntie. As besides the other auntie, she's also passed away as well. God bless the dead. But I want you guys to understand how important it is to self-help people who have influenced my life. Those are people who helped me with my business rituals and my success formula to continue to go through hardships and still match those, everything I possibly can to what I told you guys in strategy yesterday, to try to let go of things, keep a sense of humor, ask for help when I needed it, and then to identify my signature strength. And part of that is resilience and emphasizing the important identification of our signature strength and our resilience and things like that. Things that help anybody keep an open eye and our third eye open in a level of strength and commitment to draw upon those as often as possible, especially through hardships and things like that create scarcity. But even in the creation of scarcity or orchestrated scarcity or messing up of resources, if you have an abundance mindset, which is the I am mindset, creates those I am illuminated one mindset we're all born with. Maybe he's born with it. Maybe she's born with it. I am a female, so maybe I was born with it. And yes, I am. I am somebody, I am my brother's keeper, I am my sister's keeper, yes, I am. So with that being said, what we do first in all of this is begin to look at the journey. We begin to look at all of these different things, and as I was telling you, in a level of seminar today, why am I so upset I can hardly stand? Acknowledging and honoring your feelings is part of the strategy. And when we think of divorce, it's not always about marriage. Sometimes it's about emotional roller coasters people take you on. And with that being said, it's a good analogy. Roller coasters start out slow, seemingly harmless, and then we climb up the peak of that roller coaster, and it lulls riders, and then we go into the plunges, you go into unexpected turns, and what we call our turns, of what I call it, and we, so think about life. And when you're thinking about divorce, and he's divorcing Teddy Patrick, Teddy Patricia, or people who are sad to try to take you off the stair, or just like this one little magical, narcissistical, says that life to be worth telling, but I know who he is, and he's a whole baby daddy, has baby mama out the walk-in, and running around here like he's rich, and he's not really going to be great. And then around here begging so much that he wants to play games without my number. So with that being said, sometimes we're not being close to people. So I want you guys to understand that and putting that into such as Peter in this place. And another technique show that's on that team of nasty narcissistic people who like to play games but they like to beg for money. So as you guys know, I only tell you once or twice, you know, and do my fast apps and things like that, the talk radio diva, or levels of, you know, I am 50 coaching, or levels of teamwork online, and those are cash app growth offerings is what I call it. And you guys are the shareholders in the business. If you want to go and donate to business, that's fine. But I'm not going to make you. I'm not going to beg 5 or 6 times. And then on top of that, email, online, and talk radio diva, which allows me to bring you fresh new content and then be able to present to you guys effectively and make sure that it's professional and nomenclature and then be able to go and leave you guys in a level of improvement. I am abundance mindset. Pretty stoked. I am illuminated one, 20%, and shed some light on all of these different things and convenience you guys either to the beacon of light to help you lead you guys through all of that. So I'm going to tell you guys, it's not easy. A lot of times life comes with women, okay? So what you have to do when life throws you through some difficulties, you have to get to a point that you're able to go and go over the turtle. So I wanted to make sure that the life still good and everything else because I've had to go through all these different levels of obstacles and things like that. So I'll make sure the presentation is going fine. And I'll go back and just help step out. Like. But anyway, like I told you guys, you can call in live 515-602-9765. It's hard to do more. You can text 866-727-9323. Toll free 404-241-8510-4. And again, like I said, web offices are at talkradiodiva.com. And you may catch up Dollar Central version of Diva. And you can do that once a month, or you can sign up on talkradiodiva.com. And then you can tell me what the web offering for, whether it's the business of I am Sister Coaching, Don Diva Coaching, Seymour Online, or levels of Talk Radio Diva, or Fresh Meat Supreme, where we're giving away a lucky shirt to any one of the people who comment on MCC. And I have all the wonderful things, like I told you guys about the breast cancer dress, and as well as the levels of the GMC dress, or you may have a choice of the All-American Woman dress, and that is for those who are women. You want to wear that, or if you identify as a woman, and you are a size large, I will be giving away that. So, and that is for being a disclaimer and subscriber, so that is part of getting away on that. So just like I was telling you guys about that roller coaster and things like that, it may be seemingly harmless. It's like people think it's what they're doing, they're looking at that, are you seemingly harmless? But once you go through the peaks of seemingly harmless times and uphill battles of emotional abuse, tormenting, gaslighting, provoking, you know, the good analogy is the roller coaster. So you have to sometimes jump ship off that roller coaster and you begin to say to yourself, you know what? I don't think I like this ride here. I think I'm going to fail out. And then on top of that, suddenly without warning, the cars accelerate into terrifying plunges, unexpected turns and loops that flip you upside down. That's just like mental health and emotional health. What you guys know, I'm a strong advocate for emotional health, mental health, and making sure that you guys go to see a provider, especially when you're dealing with mentally unhealthy people or people who strategically try to break you down emotionally, mentally, and sometimes financially, especially when it's economic abusers, financial abusers, or sellers. And a lot of people who are narcissistic and fine or passive aggressive and fine and do toxic things to other people who otherwise have known what to do them. Like my situation. So I want you guys to understand that how you overcome all that in your success rituals and your level of hardship that you may be going through, which is manufactured hardship, orchestrated socially engineered hardship, provoking gaslighting or discrediting of presentations and quality of presentations, or doing things that have been done to me and the targeting of me for the number of years that you guys have seen for 2 to 3 years. I want you guys to understand that you have to be socially safe as well as mentally socially safe and to continue to go and press on no matter what someone does to discredit you in business or levels of fantastic levels of presentation that I've done. Overcoming hardships that have been manufactured or straight up socially engineered, provoking gaslighting, torment, or bullying, and cyber bullying and harassment, and so on. far too long and messed up my credibility. But then you have people who question your mental health while they're doing mentally unhealthy things. So I outline all these loops and things like that. I want to give you guys time to sample roller coasters and things like that so that you can begin to accelerate a level up. I'm jumping ship from participation and all that things. I'm going to continue my presentation to wow you guys. And whether I have one viewer versus a million viewers, as long as the quality of the presentation is good, as long as the quality of my viewership is good, I don't care if I have one or two viewers or five or six or 10 or 11. As long as you guys can support me are there, I'm just like a conductor. I'm turning my back to the crowd and I'm making sure I conduct my presentations as such. And that's my way of showing you guys how to strategically manage with narcissistic people, sociopathic people, or passive-aggressive toxic people who love to play these type of techniques. You're nasty, out of order, can't it? And by the time what goes up must come down, and how you came up off of it first, or how you will come down on that roller coaster of when times up meet you, or levels of your time is up at the top, and eventually what goes up must come down. So we have to think about how we get there, set the tone of our success and our success formula, and how we come down from that success, and whether we're able to step down from our success ethically, morally, without embarrassment, or a level of exposure on our way down after we stepped on people on the way up. So think about what I just said. So back to that level of roller coasters in life and divorcing people who are toxic or toxic blamers or toxic shamers or victimizers or passive aggressive people who like to play in the provoking gaslighting game. Just like I gave an example of those that worry about how many viewers I have instead of worrying about how many times they're scamming people or playing word salad and playing with people, making them seem like they're knowledgeable when they have no certification or no level of know-how or ability. They just know to get the gap. I wanted to make sure I put that particular man in his place who could never have me another day in his life. He knows who he is. So hopefully that makes me the male that does it, any beta female that does it, puts them in their exact place. So I had this conversation about beta males and beta females yesterday, and I wanted to address those levels of things in this coaching, is that there's a lot of people who like to be alphas, but they're really betas and omegas who like to play nasty, narcissistic games, and they're what I call passive aggressive people who like to make a lot of hatery or do a lot of things like that, and they've been sitting in the hatery so long. But that's our favorite pastime, to be like that and toxic and nasty and evil. So with that being said, I had to shed light on that yesterday when I talked about beta males and beta female. And sometimes your worst hater is somebody who low-key admires you or low-key what I call backwards admirer or stalker, a person that likes to play nasty games and gets to the price every single time. So with that being said, suddenly without warning, those cars accelerate in the terrifying plunge and that unexpected turn and loot, and it puts my world upside down. So those of us who are the target of our haters' obsession are low-key bastard followers, or what we call people who hide in the bushes and like to play those nasty games. And then they end up getting stupid punishments. Then they get mad and butthurt when you can realize that you notice what they're doing. And if you jump off that roller coaster of those loops and those plunges and things like that, and they're no longer triggered by their levels of upside-down behavior or out-of-order behavior or disrespectful misconduct, they leg behavior. So when we think about those, similarly, signs of trouble aren't always apparent at the outset of a following of a marriage or organizational disconnect or level of finding a way to leave a connection of things that are toxic in nature. And it's not always the organization. Sometimes it's the people that work within the organization. I want you guys to understand the business and personal level of the organization within your home. So if your home is not peaceful, then when your organization is not peaceful, then there's a level of a link there. There's a level of, is it the length of the person you're dealing with intimate with the organization, or is it a level of intimate partner violence, or is it a level of professional misconduct, or straight levels of discrediting or undermining a level of professionalism in a person who normally doesn't act like that, or a level of trying to make character flaws in someone who is essentially borderline flawless, but has some flaws and acknowledges stuff, but you found on those different things to talk to shame or talk to blame that having a reasonable reaction to your disrespectful misconduct or straight levels of socially engineered cyberbullying, provoking, gaslighting, or discrediting of presentations or business and business models. So with that being said, I want you guys to understand and divorcing someone is just like the outset of a bad marriage or a bad relationship or a toxic union with someone on a level of constant levels of being targeted by the same people who support other families and levels of emotional abuse, tormenting, disrespect, misconduct, or even be provoking gaslighting behaviors, and one of shame them or question their mental health or emotional health or their sanity level while you're doing insane levels of roller coasters of things and loops of upside down, out of order, personally toxic behavior.
So I'm giving you guys some examples of these different things and what to disconnect to. And the apparent levels of the outset of a marriage falling apart, relationships falling apart, or union falling apart, engaging someone, or a level of if you're engaged to someone and deciding to get engaged off. You damage my business model, you damage my brand, you continue to recruit and select other people to play provoking gaslighting and these provoking gaslighting things. You have these people discrediting my abilities or discrediting me as the life coach, a wellness coach, a health coach, a divorce coach, a business manager, a strategic manager, a mentor. All of the things that happened to me. And in those functions, I had to tap into my illuminated one, my creatures, my own abundant mindset, and be like a conductor and turn my back to the crowd and continue the show must go on. So I want you guys to understand that. And so even though those things are apparent, people frequently ignore these different signs, and then you have to begin to learn to have a level of when a relationship or an organizational linkage falls apart, or a level of the turmoil on both, that can be both in sudden and jarring with the emotions that run deep. The emotions that run to a level of it's no longer family home. It's no longer a level in depth of love or any type of things like that. Peel back all those toxic layers. It's just like sitting in a toxic environment or an environment that feeds the toxicity, whether it's online, offline, whether it's social media, whether it's levels of social engineer, provoking gaslight, ambient provoking gaslight, questioning our mental health, our abilities. And that is what we call libel, slander, the things that were done to me, things that I have rights to go forward with lawsuits, all the disrespectful misconduct, the questioning of my validity, of my abilities. When I have showed you guys my certifications, I've showed you guys my degree, I've showed you guys my abilities, I've showed you guys quality, not versus quantity of presentation. So when we think about all these things, even in marriages, we have to ask ourselves, are relationships that are like common law marriages, or you've been together in a domestic partnership for someone's been along? Does your partner support your campaign? Does your partner support your abilities? Does your partner not find ways to undermine your abilities? Does your partner not find ways to disrespect you or use others to disrespect you or discredit you? And the nature of what I've experienced. So with that being said, you begin to be jarred by that. The emotions charging rapidly and each turn into events or series of unfortunate events, series of unfortunate outbursts, upset, anger, ire, and rational levels of emotional battery that have gone on. And the upset, the ire, the anger, the animosity, the levels of disrespect, the orchestrated levels of smear campaign, discrediting, the 2 and 3 years of harassment, bullying, terrorism, those things that affect the person mentally, emotionally. Because at some point in time, that emotional battery, that mental battery, the disability, the levels of disarray, the levels of misconduct, the abusiveness, the hiding behind avatars, the hiding behind Facebook, hiding behind Facebook, hiding behind Twitter, hiding behind YouTube, making fake accounts, making burner accounts, harassment. All the things I went through, those are hardships. So with that being said, and even sitting in a hot level of environment and things like that, facing in a thermostat, false deep convection, playing all these psychotic games, doing all these things in the environment, doing things to mess up presentation, all the things I went through, I want you to understand how a successful person goes through this hardship and finds a reasonable level of what we talked about yesterday. And that's a level and layer of finding the lesson, finding the blessing, finding a level of layer of gratitude, finding a level and layer of taking things, care of things that are within my locus of control and also addressing things that are out of my locus of control and making sure that I improve my argument, my presentation, and make sure that you guys understand that I'm a well-qualified individual, capable of good presentation. This is your state today. So I want you guys to understand that and those strategies that I gave you yesterday. And sometimes you have to laugh to keep in mind. But with that being said, there are similar signs of trouble that are always apparent, but sometimes they're covert, ambient. So when we think about all of these different things, things fall apart. The turmoil can be both sudden and jarring. The emotions charge. And then you begin to go think about the series of turns of events and the level of the rapid progression of things falling apart and your life falling apart. But you have to begin to go and be resilient. And then you have to think about if it's difficult to deal with what your partner or domestic partner or level of organizational misconduct, emotion, environment, harassment, torment, gaslighting, all the things that were done to me. And then when you think about those things, if your partner initiated those levels of harassment, provoking, gaslighting, emotional abuse, tormenting, discrediting, or other people who were involved or became involved, they begin to hurt you deeply or begin to go and inflict pain emotionally, psychologically, or levels of psychological abuse, psychiatric abuse, punitive psychiatry, psychology, things that were done to me, and smear campaigns.
And then when you think about that, that's like being and treating a medical a condition or levels and layers of having to access coping strategies without taking the time to look into it. You begin to look at the emotional detriment that person's putting you in, the emotional levels of stress that the person's putting you in unrighteously when you're unrighteously things but other people's trauma, disrespect, misconduct, emotional abuse, and then taking it to organizations, making organizations look bad. So when we talk about all these different things, as we point out those four fingers, we have to look within ourselves to see if there's anything that we need to do to improve ourselves, again, to have coping strategies and mechanisms for our emotional health, mental health, and our mental state and capacity, and for treating a medical condition, therefore understanding the diagnoses or misdiagnoses or misconduct or disrespect or levels of discrediting and things like that were done to me. So when we think about the relapse, it's more likely because the initial problem was never accurately identified, addressed, and then rectified. So in my situation, it's just like that post in social media, toxic levels of mismanagement, disrespect, misconduct on behalf of others who were benefiting from all of this. So when we focus on all of these different things, we begin to look at how we reflect on the close current emotional state. And then on top of that, although people often experience a wide range of emotions following a level of separation, divorce, we invite our level of focus on how the here and now and any feelings of anger, sadness, anxiety that have been inflicted upon us and we begin to emotionally respond in that manner, there are common and understandable reactions to levels of separation or intimate partner violence or levels of professional misconduct, emotional abuse, tormenting, gaslighting, bullying, passive aggressive, narcissistic levels of antics, ambient provoking antics or discrediting antics or smear campaigns that were done. So when we think about all those things, such as like a bad divorce or a vicious, cruel divorce or emotional abuse in that and damages, any economic damages, financial punitive damages, or restoration of financial levels of abuse that have been done, or economic abuse, or discrediting of a perfectly fine person or a perfectly well person who's been made unwell from the disrespectful misconduct, emotional abuse, and compromise that person's well-being or emotional ability to tolerate a level of intolerable, insufferable roller coaster of a series of orchestrated misconduct, emotional abuse, psychiatric abuse, and then emotional abuse or levels of degradation or disrespect or libel and slander that was used on social media and the manner of smear campaigns that have happened to me. So as your life coach, your wellness coach, your health coach, your strategic manager, as well as your business coach and mentor, you're going to go through that in business, you're going to go through that in personal life, you're going to go through that in marriages, and you're going to go through that in relationships that are like family marriages or domestic partnerships. And it's not mutually exclusive to heterosexual. It can happen to homosexuals, lesbians, bisexuals, transsexuals, or queer or intersex, and as done for LGBTQIA. So with that being said, the level of androgyny here, where it means that there is nobody that's mutually exclusive to this, and many people get abused by their partners or intimate partners or relationships or levels of connection to people who are connected to other people who are very poisonous or in a false way connected to organizations making organizations look bad. So in that, both those organizations have to do what a person does in business, and so what I do as a manager is you have to find all your bad apples, your bad seeds, or your people who are running around in a false light, getting accolades for being a fraud, a nasty person, or an evil person, or a sadistic person, or hiding behind avatars, orchestrating the levels of misconduct, abuse, and emotionally violent behavior, or a level of misconduct and discrediting libel claims, just as this avatar on YouTube, Monica, who is a person that outed and things like that, and her platform fell apart. That's a common example of someone else being something that meets you at your front door and this is his address. And especially when you are street level of emotional abuse and torment and discrediting that's been done to me on behalf of this woman who also has six burner accounts as well as her other homegirl fashion, who has multiple burner accounts she's been called out multiple times about it. So when we talk about that, anger as a reaction to a level of misconduct, emotional abuse, or divorce, or a level of vicious cruelty in divorce, or a level of mental cruelty in divorce, or a level of divorcing, a level of morality, welfare that's not within an organization with people who are managers, bad managers, or misconduct lady managers, or abusive managers who live in a false light and are amongst the ranks, and then you have to begin to pull them out because they're beginning to poison the group organization. And this means this in business, it means this in finance, it means in environmental, and then the hindering of rituals, of levels of success formula rituals, or successful outcomes and things like that. So with that being said, we have to look at the focus and feelings of anger, sadness, anxiety that are inflicted upon us, and we have to look at the common, understandable reaction to those levels of separation. And then when we grow and we begin to look at the deep roots and play a central role in all of that, and we look at our post-divorcing life, and that means divorcing toxic people,
beginning to make time to break those chains and strategies to implement change, and beginning to look at the levels of hope-life outlook and hope success in a level of a beacon of light or a beacon of I am free skills, illuminated one, and beginning to shed light on the different things and begin to come back better in our change and breaking those chains and strategies to implement a good formula, this success change, and begin to walk through. I began to look at how post-divorce life, post-divorce and narcissists, sociopaths, pathological ambient provokers, gaslighters, trolls, abusers, to get off on doing this type of thing. I wanted to outline those different things, and those things can cause considerable misery, upset, anger, ire, or a level of what we call emotional reactive abuse syndrome from dealing with narcissistic, pathological, passive-aggressive, nasty people who are running around here undiagnosed but need to be diagnosed for their patterns of narcissistic behavior, arrogant behavior, emotionally condescending behavior, emotionally abusing behavior, or toxic shaming behavior, or toxic blaming behavior, things that I went through because of these same type of people. We'll walk around in false light. When we have to shed light on those people amongst the race who do this in life. And what I mean by amongst the race is those in life who walk around thinking that they're above people, are picking on people, bullying, harassing, tormenting people, and discrediting people because they think they're above law or untouchable and have done things in the guise of that false life, not the true illuminated, free-soaked life. Here is a reaction to all of these different things. And we think about Tara McCobb in 2013, who found over 60% of people who are divorced or individuals who are divorcing, and this means the same thing as divorce and global self, removing yourself from toxic people, toxic vibes in people, and we're on the positive vibes level of mindset. So when we think about people who have been wronged by their exes or people who are supporting the exes, we think about common transgressions, including deceit, infidelity, failure to fulfill obligations, verbal, physical abuse, gossip, slander, financial misconduct. So in that, as I'm outlining all these things that cause and create anger, we're thinking about those things in levels of business, finance, personal, or organizational. So as I learned in organizational management, strategic management, and college, we think about all of these things that go into factors in workplace violence, workplace harassment, or levels of misconduct or management and harassment, misconduct, or enablement of those that are underneath their management, allowing them to harass, target, bully, and do those different things that are not of light. Those are things that are what we call non-positive vibes and find a level of toxic environment. Inclined in levels and layers of gossip, abuse, physical abuse, and financial misconduct that go into play, or verbal misconduct and things like that were done to me on social media for a number of years. And y'all seen me windmill and air fight with people and tell them, look, yeah, I'm not going to go through this. I'm not keep going through this without some gas. Like, I had to improve my argument and control the most anger, ire, and upset, and emotional upset and reaction to the ununderstandable levels of misconduct, disrespect, libel, slander that was put on me based on what this person felt was okay to do, or their mother felt was okay to do, or their father that was covering up all their wrongdoing felt was okay to do, or the daughter or the other people who are interlinked felt was okay to do. But the unreasonable, ununderstandable levels of emotional abuse and torment and the reasonable, understandable reaction that I had, that's not understand the difference, and it caused considerable misery along the way. So with that being said, I want you guys to understand this and understand the views on this, and being able to understand how you can grow from that. And then when you go through levels of infidelity, deceit, failure to fulfill obligations, whether it's financial, whether it's the economic, or the stealing of business models, the things that were done to me, like I had my business model that I built in 2013 to 2014, this man stole my business model, sold it to these other people who are Armenian and were stealing business models and exchanged to do all these type of things. Damaged websites, broke them down, did all these different things, and it took a lot of money and a lot of finance to rebuild those websites 9 and 10 times the levels of targeting and economic financial abuse and stealing a business model that they're drifting from right now. So when we're talking about levels of royalties that are owed to me from my business model that was deployed, and levels of stealing of finance and doing all these disrespectful things and then questioning my mental health when I was supposed to be mentally healthy, and emotionally abused, provoked, gaslight, and then on top of that, tormented, death threatening, and then the levels of death threats and provoking gaslighting in the local area that are addressed to the school, and I addressed to the Escambia County School District about all of the levels of divisiveness and the things that were done to my child and had to outline it to her doctors because she went through a level of trauma, PTSD from dealing with that and seeing her mother being gone through that, and the emotional abuse that affected my child affected me as well. And then having to go through a level of wounded warrior, carrying her on my back, but the warrior ethos never let her fall along, comrade fall behind, and putting her on my back and making sure she's getting adequate help she needed, although I needed someone to intervene, protect me, but I had to make sure I protected my daughter's emotional health, her mental health, and her ability to be a resilient little baby that she has, and she's always going to be my baby. Hi, baby. Mommy loves you. Heart. But I don't want to embarrass her and knock her street cred on the internet. Sorry, baby. Mommy, sorry. Heart. So with that being said, as a mother, I come swinging out like a lion and let you know, here he was. Trying to make sure you understand, don't mess with my baby. The mommy lion will come out, don't come out swinging. Don't do it. Leave my baby alone. And they did it for a number of years, and it hurt my daughter. So once you hurt my daughter, all gloves are off, and that's why y'all saw me act a fool on the internet. I don't like it, but that's out of my character. But sometimes you got to show people who's boss, and you have to let her mane down, and you have to let that hair down, and you have to shake it like a lion, and you have to roar and let them know, hey, hold up. Who are you talking to? Who are you messing with? Dad, don't mess with my baby. Or I'm going to maul you. So with that being said, I had to maul a lot of people. I had to call them up verbally, and I had to spit them out, just like a lion goes and bites the head of the tank, and let them know, hey, who's playing with? A mother, first, entrepreneur, second. I'm an entrepreneur and also a manager. And I dare anybody else to mess with my baby on social media in the form of Periscope, Twitter, or any level of Facebook, Instagram, or any of Snapchat that they were doing and taking these pictures of my child reacting. How dare you do that just like they did to me? So all these screenshot police and all these provokers and gaslighters all need to be rounded up, and they need to be demonetized off of YouTube, Periscope, Twitter, Facebook, and as well as their backdoor accounts found on YouTube, and demonetize them and then move them off of YouTube, find their IP address, and get them off of there as fast as immediately. Because just as I directed to YouTube, YouTube's a $1 trillion, $1 billion platform, so is Facebook, so is Twitter, and Instagram. And I want to see it cleaned up, and I want to see people being able to monetize. There's a lot of potential with streaming that can be done, and I've already talked to a company about that, to be able to bring it to IGTV and things like that, and I've already made that suggestion. So I'm working behind the scenes to make sure that social media continues to thrive, although I've been damaged by social media a lot. But I'm a business person, innovator, and I found a way that they could possibly implement that so IG can have a level of streaming on there. It'll be great. So that's the suggestion that I did for behind the scenes to help build back Instagram, Facebook, and also levels of having better monetization and a stable platform to be able to do this. And I also found another company that does it as well, and you can actually have channels. So the other things that I've been working on for a number of years and things that have been suggestions, it's always about the power of suggestion and building. So finding out the deep roots and growing those deep roots and finding what those roots that are poisoning us and those levels of people who are interconnected in the central role of the post level of emotional trauma, PTSD, and the levels of emotional abuse and trauma, and y'all see me reactive abuse, battered woman syndrome, and addressing all of these things, and trying to fabulously be able to shine past it and go past it and grow past it and continue to put new roots in and begin to break those chains. And it's time to break those chains and try to implement change and begin to change how I react to things, how I have responded to things, whether inappropriate in the response. But the thing is, it's appropriate for the levels and layers of misconduct and roller coaster of a dumpster fire poop show that I went through in a sugar honey IC that I went through, and just to suck the misconduct libel slander that went on far too long, and several people should be held responsible, if not arrested for it. Especially when you're around here playing about mental health and diagnoses that I don't have, that I addressed with my doctor, and the day that I had my appointment with Dr. William Packard and the same Technisha avatar that did that, and I was playing all those nasty games. I want her to get the stupid price she's looking for, and I want for her arrest, and the emotional level of invasion of privacy and provoking gaslighting that Monica did, and I want to want her arrest for that immediately. Starlove, Gigi, that was on YouTube, and I want to want for her arrest and Tasha Trent and Akibi, who are all interlinked with that same avatar. So with that being said, it's Marcus Wiley, who followed my account, docked my account, and then he also made fake reports on my account, and we're doing all these provoking gaslighting things that I addressed you guys about YouTube. And also on Periscope, Twitter, Live, and these same interlinked people are dealing with the wealthy, well-connected people who I'm interlinked to, unfortunately, due to dating. So when we think about our post-divorce lives, divorce when narcissists, toxic shamers, toxic blamers, or passive aggressive narcissistic people or master manipulators, we begin to use look at the cause and considerable misery and begin to look at those different things and begin to build ourselves resiliently. So in those transgressions, including the deceit, infidelity, state, failure to fulfill obligations, and verbal, physical abuse, gossip, slander, libel, financial misconduct that I went through, you can begin to look at those profoundly hurtful actions, and it's not surprising that many people are angry towards the people who have done them that way, including up to actions or ex-husbands or vicious, cruel, nasty separations and divorces, or consider the cases of levels of crime and abuse and levels of behavior and carry a case study of this. So I'm going to give you this case study here before I close out. Diego, who is in his 20s, shared a passion for collecting sports and memorabilia with his wife, Serena. And during their two-year marriage, they amassed an interesting and relatively valuable collection. So as I tell you this story, Diego moved out and began to divorce proceedings. Sierra sold the collection on eBay, including an autographed hat that Diego had promised his dad, who was terminally ill. Diego was furious with Serena for selling their collection without consulting him. His father died shortly after the divorce. Diego experienced intense anger towards Serena and could not stop thinking about what she had done. So that's a prime example of doing something to someone, knowing that you're hurting them, harming them, and you continue to hurt them, harm them, and do disrespectful things like that. I'll give you the case of Carrie. Carrie had been married for 12 years and was deeply in love with her husband, Phil, and had what she had many of her friends believe to be a model marriage. So that's why I don't believe in looking at people's marriage and say that's marriage goals. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes. So when we think about this model marriage, consequently, she was crushed when she learned that her husband had cheated on her with a younger woman and wanted a divorce. Her dream was growing old with him and evaporated and was replaced with a profound feeling of loss. And after the divorce, she maintained that she wasn't angry, but instead deeply saddened. However, 3 years after too many bad blind dates, she began to feel rage towards Bill. So when we think about this, we have two different scenarios. Diego is that his wife sold his collectibles, things that were important, just like my beach computer that was damaged. And that was empty, just like my monster beach that are collector's items that this man got my house and damaged. You think that I'm not angry towards that? No, I am more than angry. I'm at a point of calm, livid rage. But at this point in time, he's habitually gotten my house damaged items, sat there, messed with my business stuff. My business thinks I have to go put boxes out on scale and weigh them proportionately. The level of damage is of a $600 scale. The things that he did that were disrespectful, misconduct, abusive, divisive, and I could have broke my leg on that scale. I could have broke myself or hurt myself and fell on the wall and broke my arm if he could have gotten successfully away with what he did. The level of toxic things like that, putting things in what we call things you wash your body with, causing itching, scratching, doing all these psychotic things that never happened before until we were together, playing all these psychotic, despicable, vicious, misconduct-laden, abusive games, damaging my house, doing all these different things, stabbing it through the wall, doing egregious levels of violence towards me, provoking and gaslighting, all these disrespectful things that were done. So when we talk about levels and layers of this and then meeting subsequent men that were doing all these engaged levels of misconduct because they're interlinked with the same person, supporting him in his campaign of stupidity, his ignorant mother, his ignorant father, his pathological, nasty, narcissistic daughter, all the things that they've done to me. And then the mother continues to do hiding behind avatars, won't show her face, but knows I know who she is and I know her voice. But I want to give you guys examples of what Carrie's going through and her relationship and Diego are going through in their relationship and the toxic levels of people who invite themselves to participating in the misconduct, emotional abuse, or doing the things that enable the person to do these things. Levels of harm, and then the intense anger towards that person who did it because they're not being held accountable or they're continuing with their misconduct as they are doing to me, and that sense of what's happening with Diego in the case of Carrie. So I want to give you guys those two case studies and the difference in that. So as Carrie is feeling a deep sense of sadness and violation because he cheated, but not only did he cheat, but the person that may be hurting and harming Carrie might be that other person's spouse. So when we're thinking about all these different things, regardless of when and where, the anger is experienced and it's understandable reaction to harmful actions by that person who orchestrated that level of pick-me-catastrophic antics or discrediting or libel and slander that was done. So in contrast, Carrie told others that she wasn't angry, but she really was. But she had an unacknowledged feelings of anger, eventually turned into rage, became impossible to ignore. So when we think about this, this is why I tell you guys it's okay to see a psychologist or internet gap. Of a life coach, because life coaches don't diagnose unless we are MDs or doctors. Something that I'm going to be doing, I'm not going to diagnose you until I become a medical doctor and board certified and have my registrations with certain organizations and levels of things that I have to have as a psychiatrist, psychologist, and MSW, LSW. So with that being said, what I do is intermittent gap and things like that, as I have doctors that will be on board who will diagnose and treat you with the other things with mental health, emotional health, and behavioral health. So you guys know that there's an adaptive way to work things out and be able to have support and things like that. And that's why within my presentation, I want to make sure that you guys understand that it's important and imperative to talk about mental health, emotional health, as well as the things about mental health and mental health diagnosis, and all of the things that can happen or mental diagnosis is to be misdiagnosed because you're only reacting to ambient provoking gaslighting, emotional abuse, cognitive psychiatry, psychology, and then it can look so for like other disorders which you don't have, which I don't have, which I discussed with my doctor and it took me, she did, on Monica All About the Tea, and I want to work for her rest, and I want to demonetize myself off YouTube effective immediately, and I want her back channel taken from her and her demonetized effective immediately, or I will see the breaks off of YouTube for her, what she did, and she's stretching the TV. Same thing with Marcus Wiley, who also bought my account for a year and did that, and Tornisha Storm Monroe, who did that, who's on Touch Stretching the TV payroll, who's on Nikki payroll, and that's my ex's new wife. And he's under witness protection under new identity. He did a lot of petty things. So I want you guys to understand how far this went and how interconnected these people were with the YouTube answer. So with that being said, all these things, you have to acknowledge the anger, the upset, and eventually turn that rage into a level of strength and ability to begin to look at the therapies that are needed, the recovery, and the level of the journey that is needed, and the level of the journey through those different things to exercise a level of, sometimes here's an exercise I want you guys to make, a grudge inventory. The goal of the grudge inventory is to reflect on the grudges that you have are holding on to. And this is an exercise consistently with the four steps of the levels of things that you can go to. Like my ex is an alcoholic. One is also a junkie. And like you have Alcoholics Anonymous, you have to get, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do any of that. So I want you guys to understand, I'm not judging anybody. If you are an alcoholic or you are an addict, if you are a functional addict, you'll get the help that you need. And as a life coach, health coach, wellness coach, divorce coach, a lot of people's relationships fall apart because of illicit use of different things. A level of layers of alcoholism. And there's a level of layer that sometimes really, you know, if yourself or anybody you're dealing with or dating has a problem or issue and it's beginning to affect your marriage or your relationship or your domestic partnership. So with that being said, in conducting a moral inventory of yourself, you have to make sure, do I have any of these issues? No, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't sell, I don't do any of that. I'm a life coach, wealth coach, I'm a health coach, and as well as divorce coach and mentor. I don't have time for that, and it's going to take me off my career if I do indulge all of it. Therefore, I don't do it. We all have a past and things like that. We all have indulged in things in our lifetime. It doesn't mean you have to stay there. So with that being said, I want you guys to understand that there's a level layer of growing up. At some point in time, it's just like this thing. You can have toys and play with them, but at some point in time, you have to put them away. That means including goofing off or effing off when you were younger or doing dumb things when you were going out, having fun, and whether you drink yourself into oblivion or whether you do any other things that are recreational. That with everybody to make sure you guys understand that I'm in a judgment-free zone and a level of mindset that if you come to me and say, I have a problem, I'm not going to judge you. I will listen to you with open arms and tell you how to recover and how to go through your journey of if it's alcoholism or if it's drugs or a combination of both, or if you're going through levels and layers of divorce because of that, or you're going through levels and layers of misconduct because of your partner not wanting to let go of their bad habits or things that they're doing that are causing levels of issues and problems. So with that being said, I want you guys to reflect on that in your grudge inventory. And here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you some instructions on all of that. And I'm telling you guys, it's been a hot level of AC unit tampering and provoking and gaslighting that BT and Amy want for their arrest. And then Marshall as well, who was involved in all that. And they started with the front door, so tampering and things like that. There's a lot of things that have to deal with infant partner violence. And I'm going to give you examples of what would be put on my grudge inventory and level of warrants and lawsuits that need to be and enforced, and then environmental terrorism, bioterrorism, muscle abuse and tormenting, and the levels of immoral misconduct, muscle abuse and gaslighting that they've done, and the habitual levels of torment and gaslighting with the Liverpool mark, and the levels of anti-disciplinary and my FedEx and his wife who went over there and did misconduct and were playing in my face, and then his friend was one of playing with nasty games, and I found out that he was stationed with my ex. So those are levels and depths of this kind of and addressing of those inventory of things that have to be done. So when we think about the list of grudges that are related to our level of divorcing a narc or a sociopath or a pathological, vicious, cruel, mentally cruel sociopath or a passive-aggressive narcissistic person or a passive-aggressive person who does covert passive-aggressive things or toxic things that elicit reactions, and that's like a master manipulator like Monica. So I wanted to address all these things because Monica changed my life multiple times last week and had a burner account that she has, and I'm aware of her 6 burner accounts and possibly 4 or 5 burner accounts and her doxing that they continue to do. So when you write down your grudges against someone, you begin to look at each grudge, rate the intensity of your anger, and scale from ranging from 1 to minimal, and that is 10 to 10 extreme And once you finish making that list of grudges you're holding against other people or such as family members or extended family members or interconnected family members or other people who are involved in the situation or involve themselves to go and clout chase or do things to go and punish you because they don't like your reaction or you're standing up to bullying for harassment, provoking, intimate partner violence, environmental terrorism, bullying, and then tormenting, or the people who are feeding the levels of escalation, then there's a level and depth of attorneys, friends, and people who are involved who need to be addressed in their misconduct or enablement of a vicious cruelty, emotional cruelty, misconduct, or liable slander that was done to me. So then when I have to obtain an attorney or things like that, or levels and layers of trying to get an attorney and then, you know, 2 or 3 years of being paid off, attorneys cannot take the case, or levels of Florida and Georgia where it happened to me, and the going across state lines doing egregious levels of misconduct, emotional abuse, tormenting, gaslighting, or to make it look like I'm unhinged and unstable while they're doing unhinged, unstable, miserable roller coasters that are up, down, all around, tormenting, gaslighting, bullying, harassing behavior, and detriment to my business model, stealing my business model, not paying me for my money, or the business model that we stole from 2013 that was before 2014, the levels of disrespect, misconduct, and levels of complete levels of egregious levels of death threats, provoking, gaslighting that they did on my lives and describing that they did and continue to do. So when you use this level of an exercise to begin to journal a level of additional paper that might be needed if you have a lot of grudges or if you have a lot of feelings of animosity and things like that, you have to begin to go write these things out and begin to make your what I call a vision board of grudges that you're holding. And then you begin to look at this as an exercise consistent with a level layer of conducting a moral inventory of yourself and how you feel about things, and begin to look at the immoral misconduct, the misgivings, the harassment, the torment, the bullying, the liable slander that occurred in my case, and then begin to deeply look at the annoyances and what you find annoying and what you found disrespectful and what you're holding your grudge about, and then begin to probe deeply the annoyances, the nuisances, and often reveal the hidden pools of anger and upset so you can begin to look at that. So keep in mind, this exercise requires a level of challenging self-reflection and being able to go through the periodic levels of anger that might wash over you and levels of rage that might wash over you, and begin to particularly find a comfortable level of being uncomfortable. That's why we addressed this yesterday about being comfortably uncomfortable, or if you're being made uncomfortable in hardship like I am with ATM at tampering, environmental terrorism, provoking the gaslighting that neighbors have done on behalf of this nasty kick me, should beat me, gaslight, feel connected to this, told about it. So when we're thinking about those levels of layers of grudges, you have to begin to recognize and name the grudges that you have and the better position to deal with them and how to go and gather the levels of resources to resolve it in a better manner. So with that, you put on the side of the left side the name of the person, and in the middle part, the grudge that you're holding against them. And then on the other side, on the right side, you look at the intensity, which is the scale. So it's just like scaling a business and finding resources to scale your business up and for it to be balanced out and begin to work out. And a SWOT analysis, or what we call SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, objectives, and then terms or opportunities. So I wanted you guys to understand the acronym of SWOT or SWOT analysis. And that's what we learn in strategic management. So I want to give you guys the keys to be able to do that. And then the reflection. Begin to look at the reflection part of this exercise. Look back over your list and answer these questions. How long have you been holding one of these grudges? How long are you righteous in that wanting to hold that grudge? And how long are you going to want to continue to hold this grudge, or is it continuing to go on? Did any of your grudges surprise you? If so, which ones? If some of your grudges are righteous in nature, begin to think about how to remove yourself from wanting revenge or grudge holding, and begin to work towards a level of emotional therapy, rational emotional therapy, or what we call EMDR, and then a level of dialectical brain training, emotional grief training, and then trauma therapy training, the things that I've done so that I can be present with each one of my clients. So I know that's the start real quick, just a second, y'all. It's extremely, especially feeling hot. And then on top of that, the ACN at Stanford and forced the convection. And it's really just getting to a point that it's ridiculous, redundant. I've addressed this earlier at Washington, D.C. about this. I've addressed the city and county of that I professionally live in. Unfortunately, that's been feeding the chaos and disorder, disrespect, and misconduct of on the phones. And then on top of the levels of those that are in the environment, keeping up the provoking gaslighting antics, ambient provoking gaslighting, course the control, just like I gave you guys an example of messing with my front door. And that was Gina that did that. And those are levels of people who are connected to the other people who are connected to my act. So with that being said, do any of your grudges surprise you? Which ones? And then which grudge would you be hardest to let go of? And mostly mine would be the death threats, the provoking, the punitive damages, the lies or liable, threatening to put shots in all the like a viewer. I don't watch porn, obviously, in the manner of children. And then on top of that, if I'm going to watch anything that nature, and just like my favorite Jew doctor of sex therapy is Dr. Sue Johansson, it's okay to watch adult films and things like that. I know the guy that owns Sex Coach Productions. And I also have an adult toy mom before, so I don't care about all that. What I care about is the level of misconduct, abusiveness, and the threat to do something to me that I don't do. So with that being said, or threat came out to my child at her age, and I don't condone that type of stuff. I'm not a pedophile. I don't enable pedophiles. I'm not on the pedophile brigade. I'm not on the level of sexual abuser or domestic abuser brigade. I'm not here to point out every sexual abuser, pedophile, or anybody that does that type of stuff. But I'm not going to be threatening to provoke and gaslight. I'm going to be threatening my water to be poisoned. And I'm not going to be threatened the way that I was on social media, on Periscope, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, messing with my account, blogging to my account, doing all the things they get on Pinterest, and damaging business and liable slander that they cause these reactions that y'all seen. So with that being said, that would be one of the hardest grudges to let go of, but I learned I have to let it go for my own health, emotional sanity, and for my mental health and for my well-being to stay in the same and be able to go and heal eventually. I might never heal from it because of the egregious nature and deadly and homicidal in nature and red flaggish in nature, and it was just too much and just went too far. And the levels of fear-mongering and crazy made those sound and discrediting my business model, and questioning my mental health by her son is a paranoid schizophrenic and schizoaffective and a nasty narcissistic sociopath and a domestic abuser and a tormentor and a bully. And he took it to levels of industry that was unacceptable. I don't hate the industry. The industry's not the problem with some of the people in it, and they need to be released effectively and immediately terminated without eligibility for rehire. There are many people that I would tell you that can go in through this what we call a process for the people who want to go in the industry. And I've seen it, and I've got to go back and pull it out. And there's plenty of people who want to become industry affiliated and connected. The industry's not bad. I will tell you one thing. I'm a product of the industry. I'm industry family members. They are famous. I don't tell you guys who they are because I don't want people coming after them or hurting them or harming them. But with that being said, they have done well in the industry. They have done well for a number of years. In fact, some of them have been in the industry for 30 and 40 years. Some have been 25 years. And they have inspired me to want to go industry because they have been so successful. So with that being said, I want people to be able to understand that industry is not the problem. It's some people that are in it, and there's a level of accountability that's going on in the industry, and I'm proud of seeing that. I'm proud of seeing your favorite, some of y'all favorites that you're going to see here soon having exposés of their personal things that they've done to people. Too bad, so sad. If you don't want people to talk about you in a bad light, they don't do things that are vicious, cruel, and mean in nature, and then when you get exposed, you get mad and want to punch the air. So at the end of the day, you have to begin to think about all these different things, and that's why I've become more settled in that, and I trust the process, and I trust the levels and layers of people who have been fighting in my corner that I know nothing about, and people who have been light seekers, light workers, who shed some light on all these different people, and sometimes you begin to say, it's not on my time, but it's on time. So it's the same thing with levels and layers of people who want to question the government and want to question how the government works. I say don't do that. As a prime example of, if you don't like how the government runs, then leave. Pack your stuff and leave. So it's the same thing with levels and layers of questions that's Justice Department or levels and layers of intelligence agencies, things like that. I would never do that. I'm not willing to do that, and I would never go and want to wage that type of war. But like I told you guys, I had to have the Justice Department that sent me paperwork because of intimate partner violence. As they agreed to the misconduct, I'm also disabled. They sent me paperwork. They saved my life. If it wasn't for the Justice Department, I would be dead. If it wasn't for intelligence agencies, I would be dead. So with that being said, I want you guys to understand that there's some serious grudges that I have, but I let them go because I realized that the Justice Department didn't work on my time, but it worked on time. So with that being said, we have to trust the process. We have to trust the levels and layers of what's going on in our hardship and begin to shed light on all that, let people know what's going on, whether something is done on off time, eventually it'll be done on time. So with that being said, the next thing is, which grudge would you be easiest to let go of? Probably the levels and layers of butt hurt and ire from being embarrassed and humiliated. Because I've learned that there is a lot of people who have to go out their way to embarrass and humiliate and discredit you, especially when you're telling the truth. Most people know you're telling the truth will orchestrate a level of smear campaign that stunts me. And a level of social media, socially engineered cyber self, cyber hate, cyber mobbing, and provoking the gaslighting that they did to me, and several people participated because they were benefiting from it. There was a money grab. There's a lot of people who were getting money from doing what they did to me, but they're not realizing the way you came up is the way you're going to come down, and your embarrassment and humiliation that's going to come on your way down, the same way you step on someone to get where you're at is the same way you're going to come down. You might be stumbling down a flight of stairs on your way out. So with that being said, I want people to understand that I had to learn how to let go of the shaming the passive aggressive narcissistic discrediting, and I'm not this is my argument. So with that being said, consider sharing this list with your people and everybody else. And I wanted you guys to go through that whole entire exercise that I put out there for you guys. And you guys do your homework with me. And then on top of that, share your answers and your questions with your therapist the next time you go see one. The next time you go see a psychologist. Tell them exactly what's going on. And I told you guys, I'm a staunch advocate for mental health. Yes, I'm like the most poster child for mental health, and I hate it. Yes, I hate it. I told you guys, I don't like having to see a psychiatrist, psychologist. But the reason why I went and voluntarily did it is because I was going through enough grief, suffering, emotional torment, emotional levels of hurt and harm. I was waking up crying. I was waking up with my fist balled up. I was waking up with disturbed sleep. I am just now finally getting on a sleep schedule, even though I'm dealing with a hardship with an ACN that's been messed with, toxic levels of ODT that was written on it, all the stuff that they were doing, all these nasty, narcissistic games, like Kimberly, who likes to play with the ACN. I'm aware of it. I want a warrant for her arrest, and then I want her doctor's certificate taken from her, and then I want her federally walk out in Miami with a warrant for her arrest for all her techniques to answer when willing for her brother, who is Mr. Copeland Teddy, and under witness protection, who's married to a wealthy, well-connected narcissistic sociopath, your favorite finesse technique, Nisha Bullock. So with all that said, I want you guys to understand and look for a minute deep down the rabbit hole and the roots of these degrading, detrimental, tormenting, gaslighting, and humiliation that they did to me. And it became deadly in nature, and the levels of harassment towards my daughter, the threats to my daughter, the threats to my environment, the threats to my well-being, the threats to my safety. So with that being said, I'm giving you guys a prime example of what I share with my doctors. And then when I have a Zoom appointment with my doctor and a Pete Nisha, the avatar, talks about misdiagnosis, thinks that she should have nothing privy to, why are you sitting around here playing this nasty game? Just like I addressed him who wants to play this nasty word salad game. And I want to make sure that he's from his perspective place because he always has an opinion for everybody's behavior and conduct, but you're also playing the same game. So with that being said, the hypocrisy of it all is several people need to be put in their place and handle. All their back channels need to be demonetized. Maybe that will help them to understand what you don't do. Because the same people I was shouting out are the same people who are doing all this harm, just by going to my platform and going and finding out my personal business and playing exploit games in my game schedule. So I want you guys to understand all of these different things and how when you have grudges and things like that, address it through this exercise, and it will help you to begin to not have grudges for certain people. Like Tim didn't have involvement. He's just now finding out what was going on. But I also put him in his place about things that were being worked out and being done and the levels of scripts that were being written because Monica's the same one, the same master manipulator, the same people telling her about all of her manipulative master manipulation fell in on her. And then she lost her cool because people pointed it out just like she did through lawyer pled. So, and pled as a legal lawyer, and she questioned this woman's mental health, and there's nothing mentally unhealthy about that. Pled is very good at what she does. Other people outed Monica, and they let her know that she's a bully and a coward. So with that being said, I want you guys to have some examples of people who are like this, who are nasty as all get out in nature and love to come after people when they're telling the truth. So with that being said, anybody that would sit there and invade my privacy, tap their computers, tap their phones, and use the microphone, just like I addressed it, that was going on with the iPhone, and I addressed it to Apple, I addressed it to the Google with the Google Android, and the levels of toxic things that were done. The feds actually came out with levels of layers of this was going on because of exploits with the Google Android, and they were having to patch a lot of these different things. The same thing happened to iPhone, which is actually direct, and you have to literally be going through DNS server tampering. You have to be going through rootkit access, the things that happened to me that I addressed to Apple about. So I want you guys to understand this, in this nature of sometimes you have to beat a bully at their own game, and you have to begin to play a fool and act a fool to get a fool to go tell them themselves, and they did. And each one of their nasty narcissistic games fell apart because I said, you know what? Sit here and let you keep this up. I'm going to watch each one of you and see how long ago we're going to keep this up. And the more you keep it up, I'm going to keep the levels and layers of putting it out here and put the receipts up there for everybody to see it. And everybody saw through it, and then they started telling her, you're a coward, you're a bully, and you're a harasser. We know who you are. That's why she's mad. So last week's fiasco of anti_Twitter that came on here questioning my mental health, she did split. Well, sometimes you guys understand how nasty this woman is, and she has a pattern of behavior of provoking gaslighting and using other people like Tasha Trench and Nikki, who's on Nikki's payroll and doing all these toxic things, and these toxic shamers, toxic blamers who participated, all need warrants to their arrest, and they need to be held responsible, or they need to press up whose payroll they were on, and then they need to be going to jail. Because as I was telling you guys, YouTube has now an organized crime unit in a level, a layer of people who are doing ICP crimes are going to be demonetized and they're going to be put off YouTube. Found out about that recently. So I want you guys to understand all this. And then when what we've been through can help us to have grudges against people or levels of wanting revenge. I will tell you this one thing. The best revenge is to improve yourself the best revenge is to be successful and a success ritual that we're going to talk about tomorrow, and begin to understand what rituals you have to do to begin to find a level and layer of going from the scarcity mindset to the abundance mindset. I am illuminated mindset, the Christos illuminated one mindset, and is short for I am. And begin to go and resiliently land on your feet, whether you're going through trauma, PTSD, whether you're going through any levels and layers of misconduct or disrespect or levels of people using their position in their organizations that they're attached to mostly be trauma, gaslight, bullies, or ask to discredit you, begin to strive above it and begin to link into a level of illuminated light, use the Christos, I am, short Greek for I am, illuminated what? So with that being said, I wanted to end this live on a positive note. Before we move on, we have to ask our questions. Did you really begin to engage in the level layer of this exercise? Be honest. And if you didn't write down your answers, I strongly urge you to do so now. Go ahead and mark this level of an exercise down as one of your things in your reflection. And then on top of that, you begin to look at levels and layers of how to deal better and cope with stress. And there's a book that's written by Grotner, Root, and Penifer, and that is 2006. And this is on a level layer of how to cope with divorce or leaving someone or divorcing a narcissist or trying to break those chains and strategies to implement change. And then on top of that, to become aware of the role of anger and, that is playing in your life or how it's affecting your health. And then as I was telling you guys about levels and layers of how to play an active role and strategies of success, I'm beginning to find a level and layer of self-esteem and begin to move away from codependency or needing someone's approval. And it's just like the conductor in a symphony orchestra. You begin to turn your back to all your haters, people who have aversion towards everyone reaching success, and begin to look at your undercover low-key backwards haters who are low-key admirers who really don't like you but they want to compete with you, and begin to look at that as nobody's competition is but of yourself, and begin to turn your back towards your haters and reflect whether you have one viewer, five viewers, 10 viewers, or whether you are beginning to rebuild and begin to build your platform based on a level of integrity, morality, welfare, and recreational levels of having fun and laugh to keep them fine. So those are the strategies of success and time to break those chains and strategies to implement change and begin to go towards an I am illuminated abundance, Christos mindset, illuminated mindset, and begin to look at the scarcity mindset as a level of not a layer of law of attraction, but go to abundance mindset for the laws of attraction and begin to go and to check into that level of light as a beacon of light. I want to help you guys understand that in this presentation. So with that 1 hour, 11 minutes, and 5 seconds, I want to take you out of here with a good level layer of love, light, and begin to shed some light, and we begin to move forward in our change. So it's a time for change. Heart. So I'm going to end this on the Cash App Love offering. You are welcome to donate to the business at $IMCC Coaching, $GondivaCoaching, $TeamWorldOnline, $TalkRadioDiva, and you can go on to TalkRadioDiva.com, and that is Cash App $TalkRadioDiva, and you may donate to the business and to be able to expand it, and you guys are my shareholders. I want to thank you guys for attending this live, and I will see you guys next time, and I want to make sure you guys understand I love you all. Thank you for understanding. And then you're with Talk Radio Diva. Call in live 515-602-9765 to cover you more. And then you can text 866-727-9323. That's international. And then 3404-418-5104, Georgia, AT area. And a love offer online at talkradiodiva.com once a month, or you can view it once. And you can let me know what that love offering is for and then grow the business. And again, you guys hit the pound IMCC and the comments, and then I will do the giveaway, pull your name, and then I will give you guys either a shirt or a dress, or you will get a combination of both if it's the multiple people pulled out that hat. And if you're a male, you will get a shirt. For a female, you will get a dress. Or if you're a male who identifies as female, you will get a dress, or you will get your choice of shirt. So with that being said, I am somebody. Each one reach one, teach one. See you later.